Hey, Smutters.
Hey there, all you cool cat and kittens. Rawr.
Rawr. So, what's up?
That's different.
How was your week?
There you go. Well, Jan, it wasn't that bad.
Really?
Yeah, well, was yours?
No. I called in sick today. So.
I called in dead.
So I was off an extra day, and then I'm off tomorrow, so I'm super excited. Yay. 2 days in a row. So I didn't
what,
just watch that movie Insidious?
No, I don't like those movies. I don't like jump scares.
Listen, y'all,
I love being scared.
When that movie first came out, we watched it. But we had to stop it because we both got scared and had to watch it during the daytime. So then our daughter told me that the new one's coming out soon. So I was like, oh, let's watch all the Insidious movies. Those movies are so scary.
Yeah, I don't watch them.
Oh my gosh. Like, I've seen the first one before, and watching it just now, I had chills like crazy.
Were they multiplying?
Yes, like I felt them in my teeth. It was awful.
Losing control.
Have you seen that movie?
Which movie?
Exactly, Grease. So, tonight is kind of a continuation, and I didn't even mean for it to be. I asked Troy, I was like, what do you think we should do this week? Because I really didn't have any ideas. And he said, the reptilians. And
oh, yeah, because it's been gaining a lot of traction online.
Yeah. So, yeah, like the reptilians actually seem to have a lot with the past two episodes that we've done. So.
Well, that and, you know, like those little snid bits on Snapchat about weird stuff. It's been showing, a lot of it's been popping up here lately on Instagram. You know how I like my reels.
You like your reels. But yeah, I don't know how I feel about the reptilians. But I do know, because I went back and we did.
You need to watch the 1980s V.
We watched V.
The new one.
Yes. Did we ever? We didn't watch the old one, did we?
I did when I was a kid.
That's what we're going to watch then, because we need a new show. We finished Vampire Diaries.
I don't know where it's at. I've looked for it.
Oh, we'll need to find it then. But yes, so the reptilians. We originally did an episode. It was episode number 52. And it has a lot about the reptilians. It was Dulce Base.
Excuse me.
And it was about a war between the humans and the reptilians and the gray aliens that happened underground. And it's a really good episode, but the thing about it is, it shows the reptilians' attitudes towards humans and just kind of how they are. So if you get a chance, if you're a new listener or whatever, go back and listen to episode 52, because I went back to listen today just to see what all was said and everything. And it's actually a wonderful episode. I was listening and I was like, man, this is a good one, you know? So if you guys get a chance, if you want to know more about the reptilians, go back and listen to episode number 52. And you can look at Ancient Aliens, season 8, episode 1. It's on YouTube. I couldn't find it anywhere else. And they do an episode on the reptilians as well. So we've got that. You having fun over there?
Yes. I just found a funny Star Wars meme.
What is it?
I'll have to show you. Read it first.
Obi-Wan's amazing. But yeah, so are you ready?
I'm ready to dive on in.
Let's dive on in then.
Hey, did you know there's a massive monument in Georgia which gives instructions in 8 languages on how to rebuild a better society after an unknown apocalyptic event?
I did know that.
Well, screw you, buddy.
All right. When you think of famous celebrities, politicians, and even leaders of the world, it's hard to believe they're normal human beings just like us. They seem bigger than the average person. What if these people aren't humans at all? What if they are actually 15-foot-tall reptilian shapeshifters who are from outer space, who came to Earth and slowly took over our government and entertainment industry for the major purpose of enslaving the human race? That was a run-on sentence, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Bad. These reptiles control us by creating wars and mindless entertainment to keep us distracted. These reptiles also are believed to make up the Illuminati and can take on human forms. According to British conspiracy theorist David Icke, who published The Biggest Secret, the reptilians are from the Alpha Draconis star system. It's in the northern constellation of Draco, which, by the way, means dragon in Latin.
Where are my dragons?
They now hide in underground bases, and he contends that most of the world's ancient and modern leaders are related to these reptilians. What do you think about that?
I think it's a party.
So, something interesting about the reptilians, when they are in their reptile form, if they don't have a tail, it signifies that they are part of the working class. If they have a long, thick tail, they're royalty.
Is this like the crab people from South Park?
It kind of sounds like it, doesn't it? Because, you know, the crab people disguise themselves as the queer eye guys.
Yeah.
They are supposedly the very top tier of the Illuminati. They live inside Hollow Earth, and the royalty don't have much contact with humans. The leader of the Illuminati is called the Pindar, and the Pindar is a member of one of the 13 ruling families. It's always a male.
Jay-Z's part of the Illuminati.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
And Beyonce and all of them.
And Rihanna.
Yeah.
She proved that during the halftime show, yeah. Right? Now, okay, the Pindar is, as I said, The leader of the Illuminati is called the Pindar, and the Pindar is a member of one of the 13 ruling families. It's always a male. Pindar is an abbreviated term for Pentacle of the Draco. And remember, Draco means dragon in Latin. The holder of this rank only reports to the purebred reptilians in Hollow Earth. The main Aryan race was bred with reptilians making hybrids around 2,000 years ago. Many people think the Anunnaki were reptilians. Now, I'm going to stop right there because I heard this in another podcast that, you know, they're talking about the reptilians, how they're supposed to be more superior, and they only bred with white people to make a hybrid, right?
Yeah.
So, it kind of makes you think of Hitler, right?
Yep.
And there's always been some kind of conspiracy about Hitler and some sort of aliens. And it kind of got me thinking, like, is that why he wanted to, you know, the white race to be the supreme white race. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
It does.
Because of the reptilians, them being so high and mighty, you know, it kind of, like, it made me think. And, you know, as I said, there's lots of stories of Hitler and aliens and UFOs and stuff, and we'll have to do an episode on that one day. But, yeah, it just kind of hit me. I was like, oh my goodness, wow. It would actually make sense, you know, why he did that. You know what I mean?
Yes. Hey, you know what we need to do a story on too?
What?
Is all the Hitler stuff with the underground. Remember he had those three trains that went underground.
Mm-hmm.
So why was he going underground with all that gold? Probably. To give to the reptilians?
Oh my goodness. And why was he in Antarctica, if I can say? I can't talk. Okay. So, but yes, that's a really good one we'll have to do. Another theory is the reptilians are evolved dinosaurs. So when the meteor hit, some of the dinosaurs hid in the inner earth and evolved to humanoid dinosaurs. That one kind of made me laugh because I just pictured them trying to eat each other while they were underground. So not really evolving. Let's see. So the Pindar is represented by the gold cap on the pyramid or the eye. And the pyramid is made up of, as I said, 13 ruling families. One is the Rothschilds, who are the Pindar. Now, other ancient and modern leaders related to the reptilians are the Moravian dynasty, the Bush family, and the Windsor family.
Ooh.
Ooh. And guys, if y'all don't know who the Windsors are, that is like the Queen of England. I guess the King of England now. You know, just the whole royal family. Many believe that Queen Elizabeth was a reptilian. There's a lot of videos with her showing signs, and the Windsors are very, I mean, one of their ancestors was supposedly Vlad the Impaler, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Vlad the Impaler was also, people think that he could have been a reptilian, and he loved to torture his victims. I've got a point that I'm going with this. He would drink their blood.
He had a point, too. Shut it up your arse.
He would drink his victim's blood, but he would torture him beforehand, okay? And as I said, he was thought to be reptilian because of that. Now, with that being said, let's talk about what the reptilians eat.
What about all the pictures online where you see, like, the slits and...
Yeah.
Like, there was another one, a security detail where, like, the dude was walking and it captured his...
For Obama?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go over some of those. The reptilians eat something called adrenochrome, okay? Now, what that is, it's a byproduct of adrenaline. It's believed to be a fountain of youth potion, eternal life type deal. Now... this so-called drug is extracted from the pituitary gland of tortured children. All right? The reason being is that it's more pure coming from a child. It's not diluted like it would be in an adult because, you know, we've got smokers, drinkers, you know, it just gets polluted. So they prefer to kidnap children and torture them and then eat them. So it's the drug of the elites. It's their favorite drug, and this explains why so many children in the world go missing. Now, where was I? The reason they need the adrenochrome, though, is since they are shapeshifters, it helps them hold their shape longer, if that makes sense. So they don't change back as fast. So I found something.
Oh.
And I had never heard this before. And my mouth dropped like when I read it. Okay. We're going to go back. And remember, we said something about the Queen of England, right?
Right.
We also said how Vlad the Impaler was, you know, their ancestor and would torture victims and all that. And we also said their favorite thing to eat is children. Listen to this. In February of 2010, a man named William Arnold Combs made a statement about an incident he recalled while a student at Kamloops. Combs identified himself as a spirit dancer and member of the Interior Salish, an indigenous community spanning the U.S. Pacific Northwest and Southwest Canada. Combs' statement is extremely traumatic. He states, while a child resident at Kamloops, he witnessed a Catholic priest who worked at the school kill two children, one thrown off of a balcony and the other he saw being buried with the help of a second priest. He also states he was tortured by the clergy running the school, having his bones broken to trying to flee. But here's what Combs said about the Queen and Prince Philip. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. In September of 1964, when I was 12 years old, I was an inmate at the Kamloops School, and we were visited by the Queen of England and Prince Philip. I remember it was strange because they came by themselves, no big fanfare, nothing. But I recognized them, and the school principal told us it was the Queen, and we all got given new clothes and good food for the first time in months the day before she arrived. The day she got to the school, I was part of a group of kids that got to go on a picnic with the Queen and her husband and school officials down to a meadow near Dead Man's Creek. After a while, I saw the Queen leave the picnic with 10 children from the school, and those children never returned. We never heard anything more about them and never saw them again, even when we were older. They were all from around here, but they all just vanished. The group that disappeared was 7 boys and 3 girls in the age from 6 to 14 years old. I don't remember their names, just an occasional first name like Cecilia, and there was an Edward. What happened was also witnessed by my friend George Adolf, who was 11 years old at the time and a student there too, but he's dead now. At the time, Combs' story was promoted by Kevin D. Annette, a controversial figure and former Christian pastor who was removed from his ministry in 1997 for spreading unfounded claims and conspiracy theories that included issuing convictions and warrants even though he had no legal authority to do so. Combs then passed away in 2011. So, I got to digging about all this, and my mouth dropped when I heard that. I couldn't believe it. The Queen of England, you know? The children were never heard from again. The families never saw them again. Nobody knows what happened to them. Until I saw an article. The Queen was found guilty of murdering 10 children.
What?
Yeah. But then after I read the article, another one popped up that said, these articles are not true. So when you look it up, a lot of people, I don't know what to believe. Because if you think about it, it's the Queen of England. What can you really do? You know what?
Nothing.
Nothing.
She didn't have to have a driver's license.
She didn't. So... Also, when
maybe that's why she lived for so long too.
The Queen, it was said that the Queen never made that trip because it wasn't on her itinerary. So she was the Queen. All she had to do was tell them to say it never happened. You know? So, I don't know what to think, but there's a lot of articles saying that she was found guilty, but nothing ever came of it. But there's a lot of articles saying that none of that is true. So, I didn't really know how to go on that one. I'll let you guys make up your own mind. But she's all the stories about reptilians involve the Queen of England, pretty much. So after I read it and I got out of shock for a minute, I was just like, well, you know, it could happen. Even if she wasn't reptilian and she felt like killing some kids, you know? So I thought that was very interesting.
I mean, yeah, she could have done anything she wanted to.
The woman owned her own McDonald's, so she didn't have to pay for food.
I doubt she had to pay for food anyways.
I know, but that's why she bought her own McDonald's, so she could just go in and get whatever she wanted. And I love that so much about her. So I don't want, you know, London or any of the UK to hate us, because I do. I'm a huge fan of the Queen. So, what? What are you doing? You're making a look. You're thinking of something right now. Okay. But anyways, I wanted to read that to you guys. After the Queen died, people started making posts on social media about her reptilian heritage.
Yeah, shit, they said a lot of shit about her after she died. Stuff they were too afraid to say when she was alive.
Oh, yeah. Here's some of the posts. The Queen is dead, but this Draco went to the great-grandson. Another post said, the royal family is descended from reptilians in a constellation Draco. Another post talking about then Prince Charles, this is what he was made for, the bloodline. So, who else is a lizard person?
Biden.
Actually, I found some stories. So, let's start with Justin Bieber.
Are you a believer?
I'm a believer. Okay. There have always been rumors, but the incident happened in Perth, Australia. Supposedly, Justin slipped up in front of hundreds of fans. The article was quickly taken down, but the story claims police were called by distressed fans who saw, quote, gross colored scales all over Bieber's body.
That was just from...
That was just him. Also, you can find tons of videos on YouTube with his eyes doing that thing where they blink like reptiles' eyes, I guess, you know? Let's see, who else? Miley Cyrus. Apparently, which that's not a far stretch, I don't think.
I think she's more of a Frenchie.
Frenchie. I love Miley. Apparently, Miley did an interview with Barbara Walters in 2013. And if you watch carefully, you can see her right eye's pupil turn into a vertical slit like a lizard. George Bush. In one of his debates with Bill Clinton, his reptilian eyes shapeshift. So, there's that. Now, you were talking about that one about Obama, that
the security guard. I guess Secret Service.
That would be bad if it was just a security guard. The security guard, it was caught on film, his eyes doing that thing. And, you know, he was asked about it. Obama was, and he kind of laughed it off and made a joke about it. I mean, what else can you say about it? But I did see a theory, because I was reading more about it before we started, and they were talking about Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney. And what they seem to think is, if you ask a reptilian if he's a reptilian, they can't lie about it.
Are you a cop? You have to tell me if you're a cop.
But, like, that's what it sounded like, because somebody was joking around.
You asked me three times, I got to tell you.
One of the reporters was joking around with Rumsfeld and was like, hey, are you a reptilian? And he never said no. So they kept on with it every time they saw him, and he still never said no. He just avoided it. So that's what kind of brought up them thinking that they either have to say yes or just kind of dodge the question. They can't.
I would keep dodging it too. If I kept getting asked the same question over and over again,
I would too. I would think it was hilarious. I'd be like, they think I'm a reptilian.
Are you a werewolf? No. Are you a werewolf? Seriously?
No. I'd be like, heck yeah, I am. But yes, let's see here. Within their time on Earth, the reptilians have achieved scientific prowess only comparable to those of humans. Life extension.
Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah. Much like similarly built organisms like lizards and salamanders are able to rapidly divide cells, allowing them to essentially regenerate from wounds that would otherwise be lethal, they've also become basically immune to viruses and bacteria that would otherwise cripple them. This has made reptilians the closest thing a biological organism could be to immortal. Shapeshifting. The most well-known ability of a reptilian is their ability to shapeshift. This ability has come about through a mixture of technology and biology where they have strengthened their chameleon-like camouflage to be able to replicate human appearance. The next one is a holograph. Most recently, reptilians have been delving into science of holographic technology. This discovery has been used for global deception, allowing them to test of unknowing civilians to gauge for unknown reasons. So there's that. Then they have gene manipulation. While humans have feared the dark sciences of gene manipulation, the reptilians have fully embraced it. Indeed, this gave them the ability to create entirely new species. So we have that. Now, nearly all over the world, every race of people have worshipped some form of a reptilian deity. Which we watched about that today. You know?
Yep.
You're not even listening.
Yes, I am.
Okay. In Iraq, on an archaeological dig, they found these statues that dated back to the Sumerians. The statues looked human from the neck down, but the head was that of a reptile. Is it possible the Anunnaki were actually reptilians? Because if you remember, guys, from that episode, it was the Sumerians that the Anunnaki helped, okay? Because the Anunnaki posed as deities with animal heads, many of them being reptiles, and they moved all over the world and formed new societies with new religions. That is something to think about. Right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So, I'm going to end with a quick abduction story. Okay? And then we'll talk about what we think. Alien abduction narratives sometimes allege contact with reptilian creatures. One of the earliest reptilian report, sorry y'all, my notes got wet, so now they're smudgy, so it's taking me a minute. One of the earliest reports was that of Ashland, Nebraska. A police officer, Herbert Shermer, who under hypnosis recalled being taken aboard a UFO in 1967 by humanoid beings with a reptilian appearance, who wore a winged serpent emblem on the left side of their chest. And that's all there is of the story. But I looked up what the winged serpent symbolizes. And do you know what it symbolizes?
What does it symbolize?
It symbolizes the union of earth and sky. Like space and earth, you know?
I got it.
So that was pretty cool. Now, while I was listening to our older episode, it did say that there are so many bases underground. There's over 100 bases in America itself of these underground reptilian communities, basically. But they are found all over the world. And I'd heard something else about the Grand Canyon, and I looked it up and tried to find it. I could not find it, but I did hear it on another podcast. And they were saying how there is a secret entrance in the Grand Canyon on the, I guess, the side of it, maybe. I've never been to the Grand Canyon. But
you're gonna go, though.
Am I? Mm-hmm. But there's like a cave entrance, and it's guarded heavily by military. Supposedly, when you get in there, there's all kinds of statues of reptilians. Now, while I was looking for it, I did see there were several things about, you know, reptilian statues being found at the Grand Canyon. But it didn't say anything about the heavily guarded area.
Of course not, because it's a secret.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, it made me want to go find it, honestly. You're just to see it.
Wanted to rush Area 51.
No, I was not. I did want to see what happened, though.
See, bodies dropping.
But the whole Dulce base thing, it was a secret underground base where it had the grays and the reptilians and humans all living together and working together and doing all these experiments and stuff. And the reptilians were the top tier group because I don't think they were really allowed to talk to them because they just kind of despise humans. Don't really like them that much at all. Now, but that is the base in, is it New Mexico?
Yes.
Dulce is New Mexico?
Oh, I don't know.
Look it up real quick because I don't want to say anything wrong.
What's it called?
Dulce.
D-O.
D-U.
What? D-U.
L-C-E.
L.
C.
Z.
No, C.
C.
E.
E. Base?
Yeah. Where is it?
New Mexico.
Cool. So, what do you think about the reptilians?
I don't think they're real, obviously.
Nothing at all?
Definitely not dinosaurs.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of a far-off theory. So...
I mean, if you watch some older TV shows, actually even some newer ones, you could see it being plausible. I don't think so.
Well, see, in the other episode we did, and see, I couldn't find this either, so I guess I found it when I did the other episode or whatever. But they did say that the green reptilians were the ones that come from Hollow Earth. And then there's a gray species of reptilians that come from the star system, the Draco star system. So, and the ones that are gray...
They have built the pyramids?
Yeah. That's what they're saying, is that some people think they were the Anunnaki.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, you know, I just don't feel like... I don't feel like the reptilians would care that much to help out humankind, honestly. With what you see about them, they just don't like us very much, you know?
Well, probably not, since we're destroying the planet.
Well, humans kind of destroy everything. But, that's what I saw, is the gray ones from the star system, the original planet, believe that they are far more superior than the ones from Hollow Earth. The ones from Hollow Earth pretty much feel like this is their planet and they've been here forever. But also, since they're trying to enslave humanity, I feel like they've had about 25,000 years to do it and they haven't really gotten that far. You know, so I don't really know what to think.
I don't know. To me, it's far-fetched.
It's very far-fetched, but if they are part of the Illuminati and all that...
The whole part of this show is to be far-fetched and what-ifs and...
You know, yeah, you're exactly right. It came
from somewhere.
It did come from somewhere. That is our new catchphrase, I think. We say that every episode. Now, for,
I mean, even Star Wars had a lizard man.
Bossk.
Yep.
Thank you. I was going to post this picture. Also, the statues that were found at that dig site with the data back to the Sumerians, I have pictures of those, and I will post those on Instagram so you can see what those look like. But I don't know. Like, the Dulce Base story, I totally believe. Like, I'm all for that. But then just the reptilians alone, I mean, it sounds okay, but then you're like, why would a reptilian want to be Justin Bieber? You know?
Right.
I mean, I feel...
Except for Madison Beer.
Who? Who's that?
Oh, you know who Madison Beer is?
No.
Wow.
Who is that?
Well, she's a singer now.
Oh. But, like, I just don't... I don't know. Maybe unless they're getting closer and closer to taking over, they're just taking over whoever they can. But I feel like if I were a reptilian, it wouldn't be Justin Bieber. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, she's gorgeous. Who is she?
Madison Beer.
What does she do?
She was like in one of his videos or something like that, and he tried to date her, and then she got famous because of it or something like that.
Oh my God, was she in the baby, baby, baby video? Because there is a girl that's like a foot taller than him that he's... When I was 13, I used to love that song.
You would, weirdo.
I wanted one of those shirts that said Belieber on it. What? What?
Nothing.
But anyway, yeah, like I said, I can believe the Dulce base, but just talking about the reptilians alone, I can't get behind that. The whole, if it was just them underground doing experiments with the government, yes, I could get that. But them shape-shifting into people and all that, that's what I can't get behind. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
Like, I get the whole... Like, shapeshifters, yeah, I can totally believe that, but not reptiles from outer space that skin, you know, that shapeshift into humans to take over humanity in 25,000 years. Yeah, that's never
accomplished
it. But I saw something where it was like...
They're just waiting to make their move.
They're just waiting. but, like... It was, they were trying to get people depressed and in a zombie-like state. I mean, congratulations, because we're there, y'all. I mean, after COVID, everybody's in a zombie-like state. And I think the whole world has anxiety and or is depressed. So, you know, there's that. So, good for y'all, reptilians. You're getting there. Another 25,000 years, you might have it. So... But yeah, for me, I can't. There's a lot of people that can. But as I said, go back and listen to Dulce Base. It's number 52. It's a very good story. They truly do have attitude towards humans. They do not like us at all. So see what you guys think. But was there anybody else you could think of? There was one about Hillary Clinton. Her eyes doing the thing, because I screenshot that and I was going to post it because I got a good screenshot of her eye. And then you got a picture of the vice president.
Yeah.
That I got you to screenshot, and you're going to send me that so I can post that as well. So I've got... No, you never sent it to me. So I've got two pictures of them being caught on camera with weird stuff going on. And then I have the statues, and then I have Bossk from Star Wars. That to me is what Bossk. Is it Bossk or Bossk? I've always said Bossk.
I've said Bossk.
I'm probably wrong. But yeah, guys, that is the reptilians. Let us know what you think. And next week, I think we're going to do a good old-fashioned haunting or something.
Okay.
Let's go talk to some ghosts next week. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed it. We will see you guys next week. Anything?
No, I'm good.
All right. Make good choices. Stay hydrated. And
we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Carmen Brown.